Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker, Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is this morning to share a few minutes on your Sunday morning. This a new year, a new time, and oh, God is blessed this morning. We've got up with a grateful heart and just thought of many this morning that make it possible for me to be here and to share this time with you. And to all this morning, and to our Lord especially, we say thank you today. And we just appreciate everyone that makes it possible. Brother Mark and the staff here at the radio station, it wouldn't be possible without them. They keep it on the air. They keep it going. And as I begin in our fourth year this morning, we started in January of 2007, entering a new year. If my memory's right, and sometimes it's not, but I think that's correct. And we started here, so we're starting into our fourth year of broadcast. And we just appreciate the church and making it possible. And we say to Brother Mark and the staff here at the radio station, making it possible for those of you that share a word of encouragement along the way. You'll never know how much that means to us. We do the very best we know to do and try to share the good news of the gospel with you. But you know, we don't know who might be listening and who might not be listening. And when someone stops and tells us they heard a broadcast or maybe sends a card or something, why, it's greatly appreciated today. And we want you to know that. And I thank the Lord for the support of my good wife and my family today that supports me in all that I endeavor to do, and the ministry especially. It's without that support, I just don't see how a man could do it. But I'm glad this morning for what God's given me. And I got up this morning with a dear brother on my heart, and I want to thank Brother Charlie Brock for making me part of who I am today. I believe that much of who I am was influenced by him and his preaching and his teaching in my childhood, and I just thank him and appreciate him. And if you see Brother Charlie today, you thank him for me, would you? And I do want to ask you this morning to remember the Pig family in your prayers. I asked prayer last Sunday for Leanne Pig, and the Lord called her home yesterday morning. It's just it's real hard to believe just such a short time as she entered the hospital on the 22nd of December for surgery, and so swiftly she went on to be with the Lord. And it's remember her family this morning. She got three children, and Greg, her husband, and of course she has other family besides them, but that's who we're acquainted with. And I ask that you remember them in prayer. And we invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our service time, Sunday school, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening at 6, we have a youth service and adult Bible study. And you'd be welcome at any or all of those services. Join me now in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, this morning, God, we're thankful, Father, for all that you do and all that you've done for us, God. Oh, Lord, this morning, God, we're thankful that you've woke us into this another day, Lord. God, that you've given us yet another opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ today, Lord. And, oh, Father God, our Lord, as we face the coming year, God, we just pray, Lord, that your will would be done in our lives. And this morning, God, we come ready. Our Lord, we come open before you today, God, that you might teach us. Our Lord, the lessons that we ought to learn here in the adversities of life, God. Our Father, there's so much today, God, our feeble mind don't understand. But like the song says this morning, Lord, I'm so glad that the anchor still holds. Lord, we pray this morning your blessing upon those, God, that have bid farewell to the one they love so dear. Lord, to the friends and the children been there at the school. Lord, so many, God, that's been touched by this life. Father, we pray that you would help them, God. And the days and the hours to come. And, oh, God, have them this morning, Father. And, God, that stand in need of your touch. Lord, them that lie on the beds of affliction today, Lord. And, God, we thought of Daryl down there, God. Father, help him this morning. God, more than anything, Father, that he might come to that saving knowledge. And Lord, we pray today, God, that you would bless your children and your church where they gather and assemble this morning. And Lord, that we might begin the new year lifting up that precious blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. And Lord, declaring the good news of the glorious gospel. And Lord, I'm so thankful this morning that our Redeemer lives. Father, I'm thankful today for those that have made it possible to carry on the work this morning. Father, oh God, I would have never thought so many years ago that I'd stand in their place. Father, God, just help us today, oh Lord. God, to walk worthy of the vocation to which we're called. Father, give us understanding and wisdom. Compassion and love this morning. Father, let us lead the flock gently. God, and oh God, we pray this morning that you'd send a great revival amongst your children in the church today. Father, we ask your blessing upon Brother Mark. The good station here this morning. Father, how we've grown to love and appreciate them, God. Father, oh God, bless each one that hath a part, that makes it possible for the gospel to go out over the radio. Lord God, this morning we pray more than anything this would be the day and the hour, Lord, that one or many, God, would surrender their heart and life unto you. Father, they might be born again by your marvelous spirit, by your grace today, through the precious blood, that of Jesus Christ. Lord, and this morning we still pray, God, for those young men and women in the service of our country. Lord, bless their little families this morning. Father God, so much today lays at our heart. God, I'm so glad we can call upon you. I cast our cares upon you this morning. Lord, bless Brother Damon today. So many today, God, that come to mind. Father, I'm glad you know all about it now, God, I pray. Just for a few moments or two, that you'd bless the reading of your holy word. Father, God bless. Let the message go forth in purity and power, helping those that might not be able to get out this morning. Father, but more than anything, bringing conviction where it's needed. Lord, that we might hear of one being saved. God, so many this morning, I don't know you in a free pardon of sin. I bless now, we pray. In Jesus' holy name we ask, amen and amen. I'm going to try to read a few verses and hasten along this morning. I'll be found in the second chapter of the book of Luke, down at the 27th verse. And he came by the Spirit, talking about Simeon. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and say, Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen seen thy salvation, how which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. I'll stop right there this morning. I tell you what, as you wake up this morning, you ought to thank God that he sent that light to lighten the Gentiles. That God made a way this morning, that you and I could be born again, saved by his marvelous grace today. I'm so glad this morning. God had a perfect plan. I can just see that old man of God, day after day, time after time, he'd entered into that temple. Maybe you walked in that door, week after week, service after service, but this might be the day, the Lord will come right down in our midst. That every lost individual in the house, I would be born again. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've seen the salvation of the Lord this morning. I'm not in any hurry to go. Don't misunderstand me. I like the Apostle Paul. I'm in a strait betwixt the two. Sometimes the burdens are much. I'd just as soon go on. But I've got those I love, those I care about. I'm trying to help. I teach along the way. I point them in the way of Christ. I've got those grandchildren. I pray every day that God will bring them in before they get out. And fall headlong into sin. When they reach that age of accountability, while their heart's still young and tender, that they'll surrender their life unto him. This morning the old man of God come, and there he was, the promise. He held him in his hands, the very promise of God this morning. I want you to understand, it's within your reach today. God's brought salvation down into the reach of every man, woman, boy, or girl this morning. You have no excuse. The Bible even states, oh man, thou art inexcusable. In Romans 2:1. So today, he's been brought down. Right where you can reach out and touch him there. You don't have to waller around. You don't have to send in an offering. You don't have to do anything other than open your heart and invite Jesus in today. I'm glad this morning. And God made a way that was simple. Didn't require money. Doesn't require donation. Doesn't require a great mind or education. All it requires is a willing heart to come on the terms of the gospel. Lord, save me. I'm a sinner. I repented of my sin. I was sorry for what I'd done, that I'd rejected Jesus. But the morning I come and said yes, when I opened that door, he come in and took up his abode. I know what it is to sup with Jesus. What a glorious thing that is, my friend, to have that fellowship with him. From that moment on, the old servant said, let us our servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. salvation. Brother, God's brought it down right in our reach, right in our grasp this morning. Dear old preaching brother, I gone on to be with the Lord, used to sing an old song. I said, Jesus passed by. Brother, I'm glad he passed by my way one morning. I don't know about you, but he might be there beside you right now. I may be in the automobile. Brother, maybe on there on the couch or still in the bed. Brother, would you reach out to him? Would you wrap your arms around him and let him wrap his around you this morning? Yes, my friend, I've seen the salvation of the Lord, and he died for you just the same as me. God bless you, my friend. This is Pastor Fred Baker. Happy New Year to you. Come here.